Good afternoon. Welcome to Agriculture Today here on the Red River Farm Network. We are broadcasting live today from the Precision Planting Winter Conference that is underway in Fargo. This coverage being made possible by Premium Ag Solutions from Hitterdahl, Minnesota. We're going to bring you up to date what's happening here, but first let's get an update on market. Good afternoon, Farm News here on the Red River Farm Network. We are coming to you from the Precision Planting Winter Conference that is underway in Fargo. Our update made possible by Premium Ag Solutions. And with us right now, we have a farmer out of the Minto, North Dakota area, Stephen Schuster. Tell me, what do you get out of an event like this?
You know, Don, it's my favorite event of the year, just seeing what's new and kind of stuff that's on the wish list.
It really is kind of that, really focused on high-level agronomic information.
Yes, next-level stuff, and we've implemented a lot of the systems into our farm, but there's kind of always something you're always looking at that you want to go to and learn more about, and I really like the way that they test things and their data, their test plots. They seem to do a really high-level job of that. And so when the information is good, you get turned on when you come to a meeting like this, just dialed in. So,
what part of the system do you utilize?
Right now we're doing a lot of the seed singulating and downforce, down pressure stuff. But I'm most interested in moving into the fertility side of it for a product called Conceal, kind of going away from putting out a lot of broadcast fertilizer and trying to increase efficiency and lower cost.
Obviously, we only got one chance to put that crop in the ground and take care of it, feed it, and this helps get that job done.
Absolutely right. We're lucky to have these guys in the area to help us with all this stuff.
Again, one of those sessions that you're talking about is going on as we speak.
That's right. I brought four guys with me here today from my farm and a surrounding farm and making a fun trip out of it.
Well, we appreciate the update and get you back into that session.
Thanks, Don. See you soon.
Stephen Schuster, again, farmer from Minto, North Dakota. Again, we're at the Precision Planting Ag Conference, their winter conference underway as we speak. Our update brought to you by Premium Ag Solutions. We're going to continue with more from the event in just a moment, but we return back to the studios. Kara Hart, and also on the road, Randy Coonan and Megan Turnquist. Good afternoon. Farm News on the Red River Farm Network, coming to you live from the Precision Planting Winter Conference underway in Fargo. Our coverage made possible by Premium Ag Solutions of Hitterdahl, and we're visiting with Matt Grove, who is a Northwest Region Manager for Precision Planting. Really, this is an information-packed type of day that we have here.
Yeah, today has been a really good day. All of our sessions, we're really focusing on how we can maximize your farm. We're going through fertility management, relocation, how we can move P and K and nitrogen from strictly broadcast applications into maybe the planter pass or side dressing and things like that. We've really focused in on looking at pitfalls of technology. A lot of us have done extensive planning to go into a year, and inadvertently or by some other outside factors, we can still have failures. So we want to make sure we can try to manage those to the best of our ability and give them a good start for 2020.
We know what Mother Nature did to us this past year, and if we can minimize some of the other risks outside of the weather and some of those kind of challenges, that certainly is going to get us in the right direction.
Yeah, it's, you know, we had a little bit of a struggle last year, and some of us have some continuing harvest going on, but the one positive coming out of there is we kind of know where we stand. We know what we're going to face a little bit more than some years. You know, we're waiting for that March weather to see what happens, but the way it's positioned today, we know we're going to be a little bit damper and the window's going to be a little bit shorter.
It's nice in an event like this. Agronomy, technology, it all comes together under one roof. You've got the session continuing this afternoon, but again, tomorrow, can folks still make it here in Fargo?
Yeah, if you'd like to go online to the precisionplanting.com website, you can certainly register for the winter conference event here in Fargo at the Avalon Event Center. We also welcome, if you have an opportunity, come in tomorrow morning. Registration starts at 7. We'll kick off the sessions right around 8 o'clock. And for those of you that can't make it, if you're looking for some of this information, really have a strong presence on social media this year. So just go to hashtag PPWinterConference2020. Try to keep up that way. There's a lot of fellow producers that are posting and industry reps as well.
Yeah, that's a lot of good information. We'll let you get back to it, Matt.
Sounds good. Thanks, Don. Have a great day.
Matt Grove with us, Northwest Regional Manager from Precision Planting. Again, our update brought to you by Premium Ag Solutions right here on the Red River Farm Network. Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Agriculture here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick, and we're at the Precision Planting Winter Conference. 2020 is the focus here. We're in Fargo at the Avalon Center, and our update made possible by Premium Ag Solutions. Troy Amundson is with us right now. And Troy, big crowd today, and hopefully folks come in tomorrow as well.
Yeah, no, it's really nice to see guys come out and attend, especially with the road conditions the way they've been. It seems like snow wants to blow each direction every day, so it's nice to see the dedication that guys have to, you know, kind of brave the roads, especially when we get going right away in the morning. You know, some guys are, you know, they're coming 2-3 hours away, and it's either get up early in the morning or come the night before, and I mean, that just shows a lot kind of people's mentality that, you know, they always are looking to get better and looking for the next best thing to kind of make their operation better for 2020.
So it all starts with the planter. What can we do to make sure that we're getting that job and the seed in the ground right?
I think our biggest focus this year, I mean, is, you know, as precision planting goes, everybody always asks, you know, what's the new product? What's the new product? What's the new product? You know, our stance on it this year is to say, okay, let's actually take a step back again, and let's go back to why are we doing this? You know, it comes down to maintenance. You know, it's the simple things of, you know, are things wore out? Are your disc openers the right size? You know, just kind of going through a step-by-step process of that implement and saying, is it mechanically sound? Because it doesn't matter how many dollars of technology you put on it and blinking lights and everything else. If those mechanics aren't right first, everything you invest on the top side of it is basically all for naught.
And it's really nice with Premium Ag Solutions. You can retrofit, customize everything to whatever a grower is looking at. Appreciate the update. We'll be back here tomorrow as well.
Sounds good. Thank you guys a lot, Don. And we really appreciate the opportunity to be on with you and reach a broader customer base.
Good audience here. Again, the Precision Planting Winter Conference, our update made possible by Premium Ag Solutions. Kara?